praise so important to us? Why is singing so important to us? We started from a baby up until now. Why is it? It's a form of act of worship. It begins to open up the gates of heaven, releasing blessings. Our spirit become more open to receive from the Holy Spirit. You know, in feet, we're going to go to Ephesians 5 and 19. Let's see. It says, speak to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Praise be to God. And then I want to read it from the New International Version. And it reads, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and psalms from the Spirit, singing and making music with your heart to the Lord. As I was looked at that, I thought about Bo's wife. Is it Mickey? You know, she has this rhythm about her, if y'all ever seen her move. I really seen her move here, but in our other church, she had a rhythm that she just wanted to move. And if you all notice, you all seen her. And I hope she doesn't mind me using her tonight. But she has a rhythm in her. She has a rhythm for the dance floor, Pastor. When you open it up, she has that rhythm for her. Praise be to God. And it comes from singing, worshiping, and making melody to the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God. You know, we also have experienced that as we pray together on the prayer line. Gail, for instance, she'll sing in the spirit. And then what? The interpretation comes. As she's ministering, it begins to flow. The gates begin to open up. And she begins to release words that the Holy Spirit has given unto her. Amen. So we can understand it. Hallelujah. There was an interpretation. Praise be to God. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 14 and 15. Thank you, Jesus. I'm sorry. Forgot you had put it up. What is it then? Will I pray with the Spirit? And I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Songs of celebration. Having the power to lead us to do a dance. Nobody said it would do. It'll bring a celebration up on you when we come into his presence with singing. And the dance flow, it'll be open again. When we start singing, lifting our hands, and worshiping the Lord, and that peace will come upon you, which passes all understanding. The peace of God. So we're going to sing unto the Lord. You know, I kept looking at that. I said, woo, my Lord. Well, I said, thank you, Lord. Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's just a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. It's a good thing to sing praises unto Him. It's just a good thing to worship and to praise God. You know, it goes for, he said, to show forth the loving kindness in the morning and our faithfulness every night. Every night. Every night. You know, sometimes you wake up in the morning, it seems so still and quiet, nothing going on. And you can enter into worship. You can enter into pray. You can sing a song. Everything seems quiet. Baby sleep, grandbaby sleep. You can just enter in and begin to worship and praise God. You know, I did some more research and I found it says it appears in the scripture over 400 times. And at least 50 are commanded to sing. Singing can bring healing. It can bring healing. Let's look at Psalms 100. It said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into the gates with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Be thankful, be thankful, be thankful, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Praise be to God.